This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Are we good, Stu? Is Rich there? I can't see. He is there. Right, last bit now. Home straight. You've been absolutely fantastic. And please, please do give us your feedback. We would love to do more of these shows next season. So if you think of anything for the running order, we're kind of sucking it and seeing today. But what we thought we'd do here is make the Blue Monday hosts squirm a little bit with our special Ipswich Town quiz. So we can have six players. I think we definitely want an EADT guy, don't we? So Andy and Stu, pick between you. You've just been volunteered. Andy, up you come. Andy Warren, everybody. Are you right to stand? Just.
I'll stand.
We want a likely lad, don't we? We want Stat or Dave. Where is Stat, man? He's in the toilet. Dave, up you come.
He's on the loo.
He's on the loo. David Diamond, everybody. Who's left over? Harry or Rich?
Harry
has been nominated, Rich. Harry from Bath, up you come. Do you want to stand over there, Dave? Actually, this could be nearly everyone, couldn't we? I didn't realise how many hosts we got. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renegade Statman up for the quiz. Here he is. You should be good at this. Have a rubber. There you go. There we go, Harry. Harry? There you go, Harry. Right, we need two more people. Mikey Penty Smith, everybody. Please welcome him back to the stage. The finest beard in the Blue Monday team, although we get in trouble for talking about beards too much, don't we? And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Fares. Here he is. Welcome him back. Right, and we'll see if you audience guys can beat the team on these. Right, so Joe, you want a rubber, fella? There you go. Right, I will explain the rules. Our lovely hosts, there's six questions here. The questions are varying in silliness. So I'll run through the points for each, and we will declare the Blue Monday Ipswich Town quiz champion in about 5 minutes. Are you ready, gentlemen? You've got 10 seconds to write down your answer on your lovely whiteboard donated by the Ferrers Primary School from Luton. Thank you. Thank you, Shaley. God, the ones in the behaviour school I work at had lots of F words written on, so those ones wouldn't have really worked. Right, are you ready, guys? You've got 10 seconds. 1 point for the person who gets the closest. Okay, is someone hid behind there? Is that David? He's not on his phone, is he? No? Mikey, you keep an eye on him. Right, 1 point to the closest. The Blue Monday podcast debuted at the start of the 2015-16 season. In 3.5 seasons, the podcast has been going. In all competitions, how many games have Ipswich Town won? In the 3.5 seasons the podcast has been going, how many games have Ipswich Town won? That's 15-16, 16-17, 17-18, and I think you know how many we've won this season. So scribble your answers down. 3.5 seasons of the podcast. Right. Have you all got an answer? Just anyone want to shout out from the audience? How many, sir? 46? 38? 26? 58? 51? Right. Joe Fares, what have you got? 42. Mikey Pentney-Smith? 38. Andy Warren? Professional journalist Andy Warren? 39. David Diamond? 38. Renegade Statman? 42. Harry from Bath? 57. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in 15-16, Mick McCarthy's Ipswich won 19 games. Imagine that. In 16-17, 13. In 17-18, we won 18 games. In all competitions. All competitions. And in 18-19, 3 wins. That's 53, so a point to Harry from Bath. Can I borrow your pen, Harry? He's got a point. There we go. Harry won. I had Statman as favourite, to be honest. There you go, buddy. Question 2. Right, let's see if we can do this. On the 29th of September 2018, Paul Hurst's Ipswich drew 2-2 at Birmingham City. Anyone else there? I was there. Yep, good show of hands there. They were 2-0 up at half-time and were pegged back by 2 goals from Birmingham striker Lukas Jutkiewicz. 1 point for each name. Spell Lukas Jutkiewicz. We have a professional journalist, ladies and gentlemen. A professional writer. Stuart? Watch Diamonds not looking over your shoulder, Andy. He's not helping. There you go. Right. Have you all got an answer?
Yeah.
Right. Did you all get Lukas? L-U-K-A-S. So everyone's got a point there. Right. You're going to have to be honest and tell me if you get it right, because I can't be bothered to check all of you. Right. J. U. Did you shit out on Jay? So he moaned. He made a... Right. Got to be honest here, guys. J, U, T, K. Anyone still in?
Yeah.
I, E, yeah. W, I, C, Z. Professional writer Andy Warren, everybody. Who's got it? Who got it right? Oh my God, Statman got it right as well. Who got it right?
Harry.
Andy, bloody hell, Harry. You're a wizard, Harry. Right, Harry's got 2. Statman's got 1. Who else? Andy still in? No, Dave wasn't close. Andy got 1. Mikey? Oh, no, hang on. You'll get 1 point for Lukas, don't you? Right, so Harry gets 2 points. Stat gets 1. Stat gets 2, sorry. This is how I get in trouble, isn't it, on the CV game. Andy gets 2. Mikey gets 1. Dave gets 1. Did you spell Lukas right, Dave? What did he say? Joe gets 1. L-U-F-U-C-K. Are you ready, guys? Question 3. In May 2000... Ipswich were promoted to the Premier League. They beat Barnsley and Bolton in a glorious playoff campaign. Town managed to get through this playoff campaign despite conceding a massive 7 goals across the 3 games. The question is, in the 300 minutes of football, not including stoppage time, in the successful playoff campaign, how many minutes were Ipswich actually ahead for? Out of the 300 minutes... How many minutes were Ipswich actually ahead for? Who was at all three playoff games? Good. Not many. Including the extra time, but no stoppage time, just so we get a clean 300 minutes. Andy's like, I was covering Swindon, for God's sake. We've got some number crunching going on in the audience. Right, have you all got answers, boys? You got an answer, Joe? Andy? Mikey? Dave? Andy, stat. Right, okay. Any guesses from the audience? 30, 89, 63, 47. Okay, right. Here we go. In the first leg against Bolton. Oh, Marcus, God. In the first leg against Bolton, Ipswich were not ahead, ever, 0 minutes. In the second leg against Bolton, they took the lead in the 6th minute of injury time. So that's 24 minutes. In the final against Barnsley, they took the lead with 38 minutes to go. Mikey Penty-Smith, Jesus, 62 minutes. Hold your card up. Holy shit, goodness me. Harry's got 63, 59. Oh, someone said 61 over there as well, didn't they? Right, Harry, can I borrow your pen? So we're going to give Mikey... Right, Harry is in the lead with 3. Stat, Andy, Mikey on 2. Dave and Joe, frankly, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. You're both on 1. Okay, question 4. Wait for the next question, Dave. We all love Twitter. But who has the most followers? Andre Dizel, Ted Bishop, Shefky Kuki, or Stuart Watson? I'll read them again. Andre Dizel, Ted Bishop, Shefky Kuki, I like my Joey Tribbiani look there, or Stuart Watson. Yeah, I'm verified, yeah. He's not. He's got 10 times more followers than me. Right, have you all got an answer? Joe? Good, good, good. Right, the least followers in 4th, Andre Dizel with 6.5 thousand. 3rd, Shetki with 7.2 thousand. 2nd, Stuart Watson with a massive 10.6 thousand followers. The most followers was Teddy Instagram Bishop. Did anyone get it right? No one got it right. Did anyone get Stu? You two? Okay. Do we trust him? Trust a journalist, yeah? Right, so a point for Joe and a point for Andy. I'm losing my voice, guys. Oh, Andy's joined Harry in the lead. Right, question 5. During the month of August, Ipswich had a huge away journey to Exeter. I didn't go. I was in the south of France. But which of these championship stadiums is the furthest distance from Portman Road? So if you type into Google Maps, Portman Road and then the other stadiums, which is the furthest? Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield United. Hull City. Look, if I'd have done a normal quiz, Dave would have just won, all right? There'd have been no point. That's the real quiz. Where did I get to? Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, Hull City, or Rotherham? Amy, Mrs. Nuts, we've got inside of Yorkshire knowledge up there, haven't we? I'll read them again. Furthest from Portman Road, driving in a car. Driving in a car. Sorry, driving in a car, not as the crow flies. You have to go round the Humber, yeah? Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, Hull, or Rotherham? Any answers from the audience? James, you're a truck driver. You should get this. Come on. Anyone from the audience? Gotta be Hull. Wednesday. Rotherham. Yeah, good. We got all four answers. There you go. Right, Joe, what do you reckon? Wednesday. Andy? Hull. Wednesday. Dave? Hull. Stat? Wednesday.
Hull. The room's divided.
Hull. The room is divided. Well, 173 miles from Portman Road is the New York Stadium in Rotherham. 177 miles from Portman Road is Bramall Lane, Sheffield United. 178 miles is Sheffield Wednesday. And 179 miles is Hull City. Who got it right, boys? Harry? Andy, you got it right? Dave, you got it right. Okay. Right. I'm going to give 3 points for the closest on this one. So anyone can win. It's anybody's game, okay? Our longest ever podcast in Blue Monday history was with former history striker David Johnson, running a huge 1 hour, 53 minutes. But last week, myself, Mikey and Dave recorded the longest ever flagship show to the nearest second. Let me just give you a clue. The Johnson podcast was 1 hour, 53 minutes. To the nearest second, how long was last week's flagship show? To the nearest second, the previous record was 1 hour, 53 minutes. Don't, mullets here, I'll beat you up. He's on the middle. To the nearest second, so it's got to be less than 1 hour, 53. How long was our last flagship show? Have we all got an answer? Yeah, so our previous record was 1 hour 53. So, but that wasn't a flagship. Yeah, so it's less than that. I'm giving you a bit of help, hey? Less than 1 hour 53. Don't put more than 1 hour 53. It's less than 1 hour 53. Right, have you got an answer, Joe Fares? 137.13. Andy Warren? 137. You'd never get out on Kings of Anglia, wouldn't you? Nice, punchy 45 minutes. Mikey? 140. Oh, I need seconds as well. 12 seconds. 143. 12. Dave? Dave, you were on it. It wasn't short. Stat? 1 hour 42. 42. 1 hour 48, 58. Goodness me, this is going to be tight. All hold up your cards, gentlemen. The podcast was 1 hour. It's like, you know when Jeremy Clarkson does it? Oh no, 1 hour. If you want room, buy a field. 1 hour 47 minutes and 24 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the inaugural Blue Monday Quiz. You're a wizard, Harry. Harry from Bath. Right, stay there, guys. Stu, can you come up for the Q&A as well, please? And Rich, can we have you up for the Q&A? Right, we'll have your Luton Borough Council want their admin back, please. Thank you. Harry from Bath. Right, so we've been asking all night for your questions. Shaylee, can you come and be in charge of the microphone, please? I don't trust these guys.
Ben, can I first stop you, please?
We have a special guest question. Okay. Right, start that again, Rich. Sorry.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Whether you need a VPN to protect your world online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening to the Blue Monday team. Fingers crossed, we've got 3 points today, and we're on our way to survival now. Right, this is my question to you. You go on a night out, and you can take 3 players with you, past or present. Which 3 players would you take on the night out?
Grab a mic. Just whoever I say. Okay, how did we get that? Was that you, Mikey? Mikey and his best mate, Matt Holland. Joe Fares, we'll go to first, please.
What, just one or all three?
All three, why not?
Probably Alan Lee.
Yes.
You wouldn't get home. With Statman, Danny Sonner. And...
Oh, Adam Tanner. And Daniela Westbrook, yeah?
I don't need any drugs, so I'd probably leave Tanner at home. Jim McGilton would be the third, I'd say.
And can we just have a round of applause for Matt Holland, please? Unbelievable, hey? Okay. Right, the questions are going to get serious now. Ipswich Rangers, at Ipswich Rangers. Are they here? There he is at the front there. How long does Paul Lambert get a pass for poor results? How much would you judge his performance based on results since he's been at the club? Richard Woodward.
He gets the rest of the season without a question for me. It's November next year, I think. November into the next season.
Yeah. Lovely. This is from at Hannah ITFC. Are you here, Hannah? There she is at the back there. Dave, this has to be for you. I know he's been crap this season, but can we get a live Spence just for old time's sake? All right, silence, please.
Spence.
Oh, David Dome. Dave, we'll stay with you for this one because that was a softball. Will Coulthard, are you here, Will?
I will.
At the back there. If Bart had always played like this, would we have been relegated before?
Very much so, I would suggest, yeah, definitely. Probably easily bought us, 10, 12 points over the last couple of seasons, so we'd have been close. Very much.
Thanks, Dave. And Will adds to me, have you passed your forklift driver's test yet? Will, I give the tests. this is from MJ. Are you in the house, MJ? There he is, and he's come down from Glasgow on a train for the show. Round of applause from MJ. When David and Ben started the pod, did you ever think it would get to the stage where people would watch you do it all live? Dave, after three, one, two, three, no. MJ says, well done to both, and thank you. Yeah, cheers, MJ, brilliant. Harry Butcher, he's not here, is he? We'll go to Stuart Watson. How good is it to see a midfield of drive and creativity? Do you think that will keep Judge next season, Stu?
First part, yes, definitely. I think that's been something that's been lacking in an Ipswich Town midfield for a long, long time. Probably going back to Jim McGilton days, someone who wants the ball and wants to drive with it. Can they keep Judge? Sorry?
I said sideways Jim.
Sideways Jim? Jim was good for Ipswich, wasn't he? Controversial. Judge, well, there's a bit of confusion about him because there's the option in this contract, but we're not quite sure whether the option's completely in Ipswich's favour. I've asked him about it, and he says it's predominantly in the club's favour, but a bit towards him as well. So we're none the wiser on that one. Lambert kind of fudged his way around that question post-match today, so I hope they can keep him because he'd be star man in League One next year, no doubt.
This is from Daryl. We know Daryl's here. With Andy Warren. With Chalobah gone next season, who replaces Skews?
I've got a lot of time for Daryl. Daryl smuggles crisps and chocolate into the country for us. We had a delivery this week, didn't we, Daryl?
Yeah, we better pray they don't build the wall because my smuggling days will
be Who replaces Chalobah? Ooh. I think you'd probably end up with Skews playing there, but I think John Nolan could play there. Maybe sweeping the ball right and left from there.
This is from Chris Rand. Where are you, Chris? There he is. And this is to Mikey. We've tried 8 or 9 strikers this season without any success. Sam Parkin's single-figure top goal scorer record. Maybe under threat. Didn't Klaus Thompson finish with 5? Yeah, yeah, 94, 95. So could someone step up from midfield and be our Teemu Pukki? If so, who, Mikey?
Nobody's going to step up and be Teemu Pukki. I said that Alan Judge would have scored by the live show, and he came pretty close today. I expect him to start. Surely we're going to get a penalty at some point, and he'll knock a couple of them in. But no, not looking hopeful.
We'll go back to Andy for this one, because it's kind of journalisty. This is Dennis. Where are you, Dennis? There he is at the back. Dennis come from the States. Great stuff, Dennis. Absolutely. Lambert clearly reads the papers. Do you think he listens to the pods? Just in terms of interaction with media.
Yeah, probably only Blue Monday. He has enough of the Mitchell brothers. I reckon Paul Hurst listened to the pods, you know.
Mm.
I'm not sure about Lambert. I'm not sure he is a podcast kind of guy.
And I'm sure we'll all be listening to Paul Hurst on the Not the Top 20 pod this coming week. That might be interesting, mightn't it? Renegade Statman, this is from Mullet. Where are you, sir? There he is in the Terrace Life jacket. Relegation seems certain, but have we got our club back now, Stat?
I think so. Paul Lambert's come in, and I was just talking to... But you know, MJ outside and said, you know, 6 months ago, if anybody would have said, you know, Paul Lambert's going to be at Ipswich and we would have kind of embraced him, I would have think most of us would have disagreed with that. But he's come in on the charm offensive. The previous manager kind of fell out with us and it was all very ugly and horrible. And he's mending that, but it's going to take him a lot longer than 3 months. I think it's a bit harsh that Rich has just given him the rest of this season. I want to give him a 10-year contract after what he said to you about taking Norwich down a peg or two. So,
yes. Jack's Larder, I've just met Jack. Hi, Jack. Harry, of all last year's loans and short-term deals, who would have made the most difference this season? Look at it process, look. The greatest spotted Harry from Bath in his natural habitat. Hurry up, Harry.
I'm really struggling with that one, Ben. I'm really struggling.
Go for it. You've got to say a name. That's just...
that's it.
Who were the loanees in short terms? Connolly?
Selena?
Selena
would be the obvious one.
Carter Vickers?
Carter Vickers. Carter Vickers, without a shadow of a doubt. I grievously think people talk about losing strikers. losing Webster was a killer for me, absolute killer. If we got Carter Vickers back, and if the rumour was possible that we could have had him back, that was the biggest blunder of all.
Did Bristol City win again today?
FA Cup tomorrow.
FA Cup, okay, thank you.
Tomorrow. Yep.
James Monk, I think this is to me. Will the iPad stand be making an appearance? It was going to, James, but we got a posh camera, but the SD card's gone down. So this is Beanie. Where are you, Beanie? There he is. Hello, sir. Who's going to take this? Shall we go? But we'll go backwards. Statman, on the back of two positive performances, what are the realistic aims for the rest of the season?
Not get relegated.
You okay with that, Beanie?
Well, I think the excellent Chris Rand, and I got really excited when you mentioned his name, so I'm going to come and see you in a bit, Chris. I think, was it 98.4% chance that we're going to get relegated?
No, it's
So, but you're telling me there's a chance.
There is a chance. There is a chance.
Jim Carrey, everybody. Okay, let's go back to Dave. Guy Club. Has Dave forgiven me for photoshopping his head onto a scene that depicted him in bed with Cole Skews and Jonathan Douglas?
Never. Never.
If so, can we get a big Skugless shout out for old times?
Skugless.
Oh, you want some Skugless? Bless him. That was fun. Those were the days. Mikey. Did Dizel become better and better whilst injured and we had a turgid midfield? Is he another Dean Bowditch? That's Mr. V. Are you here, Mr. V? There he is at the back.
He's not the next Dean Bowditch because I don't think his head has been turned by the nightlife of Ipswich and Colchester. maybe he... Because he did play really, really well in that first game of the season when he got injured. Maybe... His stock did rise when he was injured, but no, he's not on. He's going to be a good Championship, maybe Premier League player, but not a Champions League player, which some people thought he would be.
Right, let's skim through these quickly. Harvey Davis, Harvey, are you here? There he is. Hi, Harvey. Andy, if we continue with a high press diamond formation, is Skews likely to be benched for the next few games? Phil, other midfielders will offer more in that formation.
I think he needs to sit out. He's come back far too quick from that operation, hasn't he? He had a knee operation at Christmas, and he was back by the middle of January. Give the man a rest.
Okay. Paul Westlake, where are you, Paul? Hi, Paul. To Stuart. Oh, no, this is a Blue Monday specific question. Which one of the podcast team gives you the most editing nightmares? Is that okay, Paul? Can I just say Dave is amazing on the podcast and we all know it, don't we? Stu, Ed Hawker, are you here, Ed?
Hello.
Hi, Ed. Should we have had a penalty today or two?
Which incidents are we talking about?
Which incidents, Ed? The Nolan shot. Stu, you look bemused by this.
I can't recall either of them, to be honest. There was one that was a shot that kind of popped up onto someone, didn't it? There was a shout handball, but yeah. I don't think my instinct was...
When Kwana went down injured, he injured himself throwing himself to the ground.
No, is probably the answer to the question.
To all, James Ruddock. Are you here, James? Yes, he got a ticket in the end. Good. Worst away day ever. God, worst away day ever. Can I start? Birmingham City away. Brian Hughes scored. We lost 1-0. We choked at the end of the season and I cried on the coach on the way back. Thank you. Joe Fares, worst away day ever.
I think...
Hold that a bit lower than the speaker if you can. Thanks.
At one point, I went to 3 away games in about 15 days, and we lost 1-0 in the 90th minute to Barnsley, lost 1-0 in the 90th minute to Burnley, and then lost 2-1 in the 90th minute to Derby. Gary Roberts scored for us. That was the only highlight of about 700 miles and 270 minutes of football.
Outstanding. Richard, worst away days?
The Charlton 3-1, where we were 3-0 down at half-time, was pretty crap in the first half. But then Pablo scored a back heel in the second half, so...
I'm not going to ask Stu or Andy because they get paid for their away days. Mikey?
My worst away day was also my best away day. Watford away, Richard Chaplow scored. Three Ipswich fans were arrested for running on the pitch. Two of them were my mates. I spent, and neither of them lived in London, so I had to wait at the police station for them to sober up. And I think we got out at 11.
Wow. David?
Quite easy for me. It's Barnsley away, Cup about 1990, lost 2-0, pissing down with rain, and got a kick in afterwards.
Oh. Stat? Nice, Andy.
7th of January 1995, we lost 2-1 to Wrexham in the FA Cup third round. 1994-95 was the worst ever season until this season. But yeah, Gary Bennett scored loads of penalties for Wrexham that season, and then when they got a penalty, then the game was over. We lost 2-1.
Harry?
Leads away this season, I would have said, because we were beaten before we went on the field. But I met a couple of brilliant new people who I'd never met before, so that knocks that out. I hate Reading away.
Even when we win 4-0?
There was the 5-1, but there was penalty gate. Simpson, I was angry.
Oh, dear. Don't make Harry from Bath angry. Ian McIntyre, where are you, Ian? There he is. I can just see him at the back there. Great. Stu, what did you make of today's refs? Oh, no, you got ref on. We're going to go to Andy. What did you make of today's refs? Talk to me about Championship refs generally. Are they as bad as people say, or are we being a little bit snowflakey?
Some of them are appalling, aren't they? I didn't think this one was too bad, though. Do you think?
I'm posing the questions.
He was okay. The one at the Villa wasn't great. They're not great.
Okay. Chris Hodges. Chris? There he is. Hi, Chris. Probably a question for Joe. What youngsters who aren't in the first team currently do you see possibly making the step up? You alluded earlier on.
Most of them are there or thereabouts at the moment, aren't they? You're sort of Morrises and Falamis, who are both injured. But like I said, I like the look of Idris Elmazouni and Armando Dobra. But I think Dobra's a fair way away at the moment. But he's got something that you can't teach.
Benji, ITFC King. Benji, there he is at the back there. Let's go to, who hasn't had one recently? Richard, do you think we can stay up after the last two positive results?
No.
Ooh, vavu.
I could add more if you want.
Go.
No.
Unbelievable. And finally, Nathan Houghton. Nathan, are you here? There you are. Hi, Nathan. Which League One ground are you most looking forward to visiting next year? Let's go round for this one.
Reading.
Joe?
Well, where we can have half the ground at Colchester will be good.
Ooh. Stu?
Accrington was quite fun, actually, when we went up.
That's a trek, Stu, isn't it? God.
But yeah, they had a little... some music playing at the end. The bar was full, and it was. I think that whole experience of that day was sort of a.
Joe was there with Adam Tanner and Danny Sonner.
Yeah,
it was happy hour after the game. One, so we got cheap drinks.
Yeah, maybe it was down to that.
Andy,
I really want AFC Wimbledon to stay up, but they're not. They're not going to, are they? That would have been the one for me. But Plymouth can go.
Mikey,
Wycombe Wanderers, the Matt Bloomfield Derby.
Oh, lovely. Someone was telling me, Stat, you'll probably do this. Do you remember that guy we met at Accrington? There's only two teams or something. I think it's Wickham and Rochdale that Ipswich haven't played in a... Is that right?
Haven't played Wickham or Rochdale.
So we could tick them off. Dave?
Rochdale.
Dave tapped out about 45 minutes ago, didn't he?
Roots Hall. Great memories of Roots Hall, and particularly Neil Thompson.
Oh, Neil Thompson.
In 1992, so I'd love to go there and have that whole away end. I remember I went one season and Maurizio Tirico, who seemed to be suspended for that game as well, actually sat in the away end with us. That was fantastic, fantastic memory.
Amazing. Harry from Bath.
For me, Bristol Rovers. Proper fans. I know a load of them from the area, and they're not up themselves at all, unlike possibly... other teams in the area.
Interesting. Right, That is going to do us. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been absolutely amazing. We thank you so much for coming. Like we said at the start, Dave and I had started the podcast four years ago. We couldn't have imagined, first of all, that we'd have a brilliant team. Secondly, that the professionals would even talk to us or relate to us, let alone come along and be in our show. That we'd have people who would pay to come and watch. So we are so, so grateful to you for coming along. So on behalf of all of us lot, thank you ever so much. Give us your feedback, send us tweets, etc. We'd love to do this again next season. So give us your ideas how to do it, how we can do it better. And thank you very much and good night. Thank you.
Just before we finish, Rich and I talked about this before the previous show. On behalf of the rest of us, Ben, from our hearts, thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Cue music. Grab a cupcake and thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
It's the promotion run-in. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much-needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nugget and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.